Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly recommend you download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website, carry Devil Radio, their app, 24-7 with you. Listen to your favorite shows anytime. Very clear. It's the best way to listen to it wherever you are, even in a car. Devil Radio app. Well, we have, an unbelievable story. I wouldn't think that they would have had the chutzpah to do this. Foxconn has come back to the state with its hand out and wants another subsidy. Now, remember something. Scott Walker, at Donald Trump's insistence, Donald Trump was a personal friend with the Foxconn guy, with Mr. Foxconn. And back in 2017, they inked a very stupid thing that promised expenditures to Foxconn and in connection with Foxconn of up to almost $4.5 billion. Now, this is a private company, to create 13,000 jobs and an average wage of $53,000 a year. The whole thing was a fraud. There are not 13,000 jobs. There are a handful of jobs on site down there. And it's not an average wage of 53 grand or anything of that nature. Foxconn has pulled this in other areas. I have advocated for several years that they be sued for breach of contract. Remember, they were going to build large screen TVs, then small screens for phones, then I think coffee makers and electric cars, and then they were going to be a consulting. And all the while, Mount Pleasant and Racine are taking out debt, bonds, almost $1 billion, and this highway construction and everything for this terrific thing that never occurred. Mount Pleasant's a little Republican town. Their board is Republican. Voss's district is Foxconn. Foxconn's in Voss's district. He's going on how great it is. And they say he will deny even his own eyes. You know, you're going to trust me or you lying eyes? The fact is that there is nothing there. And he claims there is. This is Voss. Evers, instead of suing Foxconn for breach of contract, which was what I said, sue him for breach of contract, they made us shell out. And when I say us, yeah, it's Mount Pleasant and Racine, and we have to make it up, make good when they go under and can't do it. And drive to Racine County sometime. It's a great little county, Mount Pleasant, great little town. You think they have the tax base to throw off $1 billion? I don't mean a tax base of $1 billion. I mean a tax base that throws off $1 billion. In taxes to pay this off? Are you kidding me? It's going to be the state. It's going to be you in Madison or listening up in the Fox Valley or somewhere else from Milwaukee that's going to pay you. Foxconn should have been sued for breach of contract and had to pony up that $1 billion. It's a multinational company. What Evers did is cut a deal that said, okay, we'll reduce what we still have to pay you to roughly $80 million. So that was seen as a victory. Well, $80 million is a lot less than a couple of billion. But to pay them anything for not making large screen TVs, small screen TVs, coffee makers, electric cars, consulting, and continuing this lie is offensive, very offensive. But okay, somebody's in government and they decide we'll cut our losses and do it this way. And that was inked. That was inked. That is the new contract. Now they've come back and asked for another subsidy to make electric cars. Let me tell you something. And they want to join up with a company called Fisker, F-I-S-K-E-R, that makes electric cars, supposedly. Now, let's look at the history of this. Foxconn first said it was going to make electric cars with Geely. You ever heard of Geely? Geely is a Chinese car company. Geely is not the future of Racine County or Wisconsin, and that fell through. Then they were going to do it with a Foxconn subsidiary, Byton Foxconn. That fell through. Then they said they were going to make electric cars with Fiat Chrysler. That fell through. Some of this was reported in the front page of the Wall Street Journal over time. And they'll just put out a release. We're going to make electric cars. Well, that's a big deal. And they never do. You know, there was a guy, and there's an occasional guy, this is a psychological thing, where he will announce that he has the winning ticket. You know, there'll be a $500 million Powerball or something. And they'll say a ticket was sold in this town, that town, and the guy hasn't come forward yet. There are guys from around that area or near it who will say, it was me. I bought that ticket when I was going through filling up gas, and they'll be carried around town in an open convertible and waving. It's all baloney. It's not the guy. Some people will say stuff. Some people will say stuff. Well, Fisker, their latest supposed partner with electric cars, in 2013 laid off 75% of its workers and filed for bankruptcy. All right. So they want now Wisconsin, me as a taxpayer, frankly, and Luke as a taxpayer, and you and everybody listening, to pay a lot of money to set up an electric car company in Racine County for Fisker and Foxconn. There's absolutely not an ounce of shame. There's not an absolutely not an ounce of reality to these people. And the idea was to create jobs. Well, you know something? First of all, there are plenty of jobs. They're not obviously automaker type pay jobs. But secondly, how long can the Republicans in Mount Pleasant and in Voss's district and Voss, how long can they continue to rob the bank? To rob the bank. We're the bank. They've gone back to the bank to rob it again. And when inquiries were made by the press to the Evers administration, they said, we don't comment on pending discussions or applications. Well, you know something? How about Freedom of Information Act? Now, the Freedom of Information Act, I want to be careful. It is true that if there are ongoing contract negotiations, you don't want to have to publicize every detail along the way because it can disadvantage the state. But I'm just saying it's time to kick over the poker table here. It's time for the sheriff to kick open the bar doors, the saloon doors, and start shooting into the ceiling, shoot the bottles off behind the bar, and kick over the poker table. Not give me, well, there's a poker game in progress. I can't tell you what my cards are. I can't tell you what I think their cards are. Hey, there's a lot of money. We got burned. We got really burned. We let Mount Pleasant and Racine County go on the hook in debt, bonding for almost $1 billion that they're never going to be able to pay. They do not have the tax base. They will never be able to pay it. You're going to pay it. I'm going to pay it. And now they're back hitting the bank again. And enough's enough. I mean, enough's enough. The reason it went through the first time is there was a gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican state legislature and Walker. And Walker thinks he's a businessman. Walker is not a businessman. He left college before he graduated. It had nothing to do with money or disadvantage at all. He just didn't finish. He went to work for the American Red Cross, which is a nonprofit. It's not business. And then he ran for the state legislature and got elected in Wauwatosa. Then he went up to governor. That's it. He's not a businessman, but he's heard about him, and they're his donors because he does whatever they say. And he just was titillated when he was in why he was doing the negotiating. Most governors would have put professionals in there, and not them either. Not the governor. Even a smart governor would not have put himself in there. Put professionals, maybe from a private law firm that know what they're doing and can spot a fraud. How about that? That would be a good idea. So he's in there and he writes something like $1 billion on a napkin and hands it to him. And then they cross it out and write $4 billion. And he shivers with excitement and signs the contract. You know, Wisconsin punches above its weight. Wisconsin, our University of Wisconsin-Madison is one of the best universities in the world. UWM is the UCLA to their Berkeley, an R1 research institution. Our professors at Madison pioneered things like Social Security, worker comp, child labor laws, a lot of that back in the 30s. We have our economy, what we contribute to the the federal government is way above our population. We deserve better than this, and we had better than this at one time. We had Fighting Bob La Follette. We had Bill Proxmire, Gaylor Nelson, Pat Lucy, with people like Les Aspin, Henry Royce. That's who we had. We had people that knew something. They were on the ball. In the state legislature, we had Jerry Klitschko as head of the Joint Finance Committee. These people knew what was going on. They didn't get led around by the nose. When you have an illegitimate Republican gerrymandered legislature, this is what you get. You get people who don't know what they're doing, and you're putting them at the controls of a 747 full of passengers. It's like saying, okay, well, here, the Republican Party wants this guy, Scott Walker, to land the plane. Now, Scott Walker, you know, left pilot school early, and he's never flown a plane, doesn't know what he's, you know, but you know, he's a sharp cookie because he listens to his donors, and he will land the plane. Well, you know, if I'm on that plane, I don't want that. I don't want that. And the Republican Party can't be trusted around money, because when they have a glimmer of recognition of what's happening, they are going to throw it to their donors. Donors don't want $1 billion in medical aid from the federal government, which is our own money. Republicans say, no, we won't take it. We won't take it. Even though they then milk our state taxes to have to put up part of it. You want $1 billion in train money? I mean, everybody else is getting space centers and Navy bases. You want a measly $1 billion in train money? Nah, we don't want that either. Nah, we don't want that. You want education money from COVID? Nah, we don't want that either. We don't want that either. Teachers make too much money. We don't want that either. That's what they say. This is the kind of malarkey that we have been getting from the Republican Party for years. And now Fisker, Foxconn and Fisker are in there. Foxconn brings in this sort of poor cousin in tattered clothing to stick out their hands and say they want some money. And they ain't getting it. Word, call Evers' administration. Tell them, don't give him a cent. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Take money and run.